This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
The Roots on fire. Wayne Allen Roots. San Francisco, by the way, is living proof of everything I've said. You know, I've said from the beginning that Sweden was the model for America. It should have been done that way. It's one of the few times I'm anti-Donald Trump. One of the few times I think he made a mistake. He listened to Dr. Fauci. He listened to Dr. Birx. They've done nothing but give him wrong information and bad information and erroneous information and exaggerated information. The fact is Sweden never locked down. The fact is Sweden never closed the economy, never closed the schools, and Sweden is over COVID. At least for the moment, I never get too overconfident. It could come back. It could come back anywhere. But Sweden's over COVID. There are almost zero deaths at this point. I think the other day, like one person died in the whole country. They're over COVID, and they never, ever lock down. Whereas San Francisco locked down everything, and they're having a huge resurgence. Los Angeles locked down everything. They're having a huge resurgence. The whole California is having a huge resurgence, and it's the first state to ever have more than 500,000 cases. How could that be if they've locked everybody down and closed all the business? And how bankrupt are all the businesses now? All those skyscrapers in the background of L.A. and San Francisco. You know, you didn't need the big one to knock them down. All you had to do was say no more business. You're not allowed to go to work. Those skyscrapers are bankrupt. Who's paying rent to the landlords? Nobody. So how are landlords going to pay rent to the government, meaning property taxes? How are the landlords going to pay sales taxes? How are the landlords going to pay payroll taxes? How are the business owners going to pay payroll taxes? And the answer is, they're not. You've screwed yourself. I always said California was broke. The only reason it isn't broke is because they have massive debt, which they don't disclose to anybody in the, you know, literally probably in the hundreds of billions or trillion dollar range, massive debt. And they've also got all those rich, rich people of Beverly Hills and Palo Alto who pay these huge taxes when they sell their stock and their stock options. All that's gone. All that's done. California has no tax money coming in. They're in so much trouble. But more importantly, separate from economic trouble, you shut down your economy and you said the kids can't go to school and you lock people in their homes and more people than ever are sick. How do you explain that? You can't explain it. At the same time, it's dying down in the rest of the country. The U.S. records the lowest single-day number of coronavirus cases in weeks. 49,000 new coronavirus cases on Sunday, marking the lowest single-day number of infections in 4 weeks after seeing record levels in July. Echoing other sources, data maintained by the COVID Tracking Project revealed 48,694 new cases on Sunday, the smallest number in the last 28 days. Citing data from a different source, Johns Hopkins University, the Wall Street Journal made a similar finding, that it's the smallest daily increase in 4 weeks. And the same thing with the deaths. The deaths are way, 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 way down. And I still argue that many of these numbers are way exaggerated. There are so many people out there that never went for a test but get a letter in the mail that says they tested positive. There's so many people out there who died and they're declared COVID because the hospital makes an extra $39,000, but they didn't die from COVID. They died from a car accident, a gunshot wound, a suicide, drug addiction. But they had COVID at the moment they died in their body, so they call that COVID. And the hospital picks up $39,000. And there's also reports that they're literally post-dating deaths. So in other words, they fell behind counting deaths in April, March and April. And so some of the deaths by the thousands, they're just catching up to now. You know, we had 8,000 COVID deaths we never officially declared. So now we declared them, but we include them in this week's numbers. Well, that makes it look like lots of people are dying. Lots of people are not dying. Just not true. Here's the latest article out. Holland's top scientists say there's no evidence face masks work and they may actually cause more harm. In fact, scientists say wearing masks may actually hamper the fight against virus. Face masks in public places are not necessary based on all the current evidence, said Cohen Behrens, spokesman for the National Institute for Public Health and Environment. There is no benefit, and there may even be negative impact. In the Daily Mail, he wrote about this. Holland's position is based on assessments by the Outbreak Management Team, a group of experts advising the government. It first ruled against masks in May and has reevaluated the evidence several times, including last week. It believes they detract from a clear three-pronged message that has kept deaths from coronavirus down to less than half the rate in Britain. Number one, wash your hands regularly. Number two, maintain social distancing. And number three, stay at home if suffering any symptoms. The one exception outside of medical frontline has been on public transport, where masks are mandatory on the basis it's difficult to stay apart on crowded buses, ferries, and trains. Face masks should not be seen as a magic bullet that halts the spread. In general, we think you must be careful with face masks because they can give a false sense of security. People think they're immune from disease or stop social distancing. That's very negative. And by the way, they're not even mentioning what I've noticed. Look, I can't comment for women. I'm a guy's guy. I'm a macho guy. I'm telling you, guys don't clean their face masks. They have no time. I stick it in that little box in the middle of my car between me and the passenger seat. There's a box you put coins in. You might put your cell phone in. I stick my mask in that box. It's filthy in that box. Then you put it over your face. You got to be kidding me. And that's only if you're using it today and one day. What if you're using it tomorrow and the day after and you never bring it in to clean it? That's what millions of people are doing in the United States of America. They're sticking their mask in their dirty pockets. They're pulling it out with their dirty hands that have just been on their dirty cell phones. Cell phones, by the way, dirtier than a public toilet bowl. Once you touch your cell phone and you touch your mask is filthy with germs. This whole mask thing is a giant lie. Nobody is clean enough to make a mask work. And then you think about little kids, little three-year-olds and two-year-olds wearing masks. I see them all the time, parents with three little kids. They got like a three-year-old, a four-year-old, a five-year-old boy, and all three of them are wearing masks. Oh, yeah, that'll be clean. You know what they must do with their hands? They pick their nose, they pick their butt, and then they stick it on the mask. Masks aren't clean. Masks aren't sterile. Masks are disgusting. It's absolutely, absolutely, positively a joke. How about Melbourne, Australia, going under nearly a full lockdown for the next 6 weeks? Melbourne is the New York of Australia, a very liberal city filled with artists and actors and all kinds of liberals. You got to stay within a three-mile radius of your home. Only one person from a household is allowed to shop per day. Can you imagine what's going on in Australia? When I ask Americans, where are you going to run if Biden's elected? Where could we go? A lot of times they go, oh, Australia's got to be better than America. And I always go, no, it's not. No more than 1 hour of exercise per day and groups limited to two. Recreational activity is banned. Curfew from 8 p.m. until 5 p.m. They must mean 5 a.m., obviously. Curfew from 8 p.m. until 5 a.m., of course. And masks are required. People must wear a mask whenever leaving a home. There are a few exceptions. Anyway, Melbourne, Australia, turns out to be as liberal as New York or San Francisco. Amazing. Just proves to you, all over the world, liberals are schmucks. All over the world, liberals are idiots and morons and schmucks. Liberals are mentally ill and dangerous to all of us. Nobody in Melbourne has ever heard that Sweden never locked down anything or anyone, and they're over COVID, and they have less deaths per capita than almost every country in Europe, and their economy's doing good. I mean, that's the one thing no one's talking about. Forget about the loneliness. Forget about the depression. Forget about the people that are going to use drugs because they can't stand being alone for the next 6 weeks. You're supposed to sit in your house and watch TV all day? You got to be kidding me. But on top, I mean, thank God, I have always worked from home. So the entire time we were supposed to lock down in Vegas, we didn't have a strict lockdown here, nothing like that. But the entire time, I'm just working like I always work, making phone calls, making money, putting deals together. And then I go outside, I take a walk in the park. I mean, my life was not much different, thank God. But for a person who lives in a small apartment instead of a big house, for a person who isn't up against a park like I am, literally my backyard is a gigantic 20-acre park. And there's never anybody in it. So, you know, we would walk the dogs twice a day and go hang out in the park. I happen to have a gym in my home. So, I mean, my life didn't change. I can't even imagine what life has been like for people who have a small apartment and they have no gym to work out in and they're not next to a park and they can't, they're not allowed out. I mean, and they're not allowed to go to work. They can't earn money. What are people supposed to do? I mean, who is it that thinks a $1,200 check is a substitute for an income? I don't get it. At the time, I kind of thought Trump was going to send everybody $1,200 a month, like, for the next 6 months. They sent one $1,200 check. So what did that do for anybody? I must be missing something. It didn't do anything for anybody. I mean, it's better than nothing, but not much. And then you have, you know, you could tell who the enemy is. This guy, Neil Kashkari, is on the Fed. He's the Minneapolis Fed chairman, as well as former assistant secretary of the Treasury under Bush and Obama. Former Goldman Sachs executive. What a surprise. He said the only way to save America from COVID is to fully lock down the entire nation and all of its inhabitants. I'll tell you more when we get back. These are the crazy people. Folks, in the entire state of Nevada, 800 people have died. Now, I'm not making light of that. I wish zero had died. And if they're all over the age of 90, I'm still not making light of it because I don't want one 90-year-old to die. But in life, I don't know how to explain this to you. People over the age of 90, die. Eventually, you're going to die. Whether it's COVID or a car accident, you're going to die. And the flu kills lots of kids. This flu, COVID, doesn't kill any kids. So these are all very old and very sick people. 800 people out of a population of 3 million. You don't stop tourism. You don't close the strip. You don't close a single business because 800 people die in a six-month period. That's the craziest, most dangerous experiment in world history. It's like building Frankenstein without an income. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the markets, they are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps embroidered, every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, themagamall.com. Themagamall.com.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant power. powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You could put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Boar sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGetA.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGetA.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGetA.com with Longevity. TeamGetA.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, some of the big news stories. Minneapolis police tell residents, be prepared to give up your personal belongings to robbers. How do you feel about that? I mean, how angry does that make you? How can anyone be a liberal? How can you listen to things like this and vote Democrat? Be prepared to give up your personal belongings to robbers. As if our country is a bunch of pussy cats. Our country is a bunch of people who shelter, hide, run. Oh my God, run. You know how many guns have been bought in the last few days? The most guns in the history of the world have been bought in the last 3 months. All-time records. Nobody's going to run, hide, and shelter and give up. Put your hands in the air like the French. You want what's ours? We'll give you a rat-tat-tat-tat. What, are you kidding me? And then in Louisville, the Black Lives Matter activists are trying to extort the businesses. They give them a list of things they've got to do, and if they don't comply, they're basically like the mafia. They'll burn your business to the ground. And then sports, more interesting news. Sports dying. NBA, Major League Baseball, you bring up Black Lives Matter, they're dying. And Jonathan Isaac stood alone for the national anthem, refused to kneel. His jersey sales are soaring, soaring. Meanwhile, Heisman Trophy winner and pro-Trump Herschel Walker, former NFL superstar, slams pro sports for supporting Black Lives Matter, says, I don't think that's right. And I don't, you know, I'm telling you, if there were more players like Herschel Walker, the NFL would thrive, the NBA would thrive, Major League Baseball would thrive. Nobody wants to tune in and see Black Lives Matter and social justice messages and players kneeling for the national anthem. What a crock of crap. The sponsor of this segment, OptiVida, OptiVito Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. In this day and age, who does not want a strong immune system? With more than 50 patents, OptiVita is the leader in new silver technology. It comes in liquid skin gel and throat lozenge. And they've got a Root Silver Bundle. Call them and ask for the Root Silver Bundle. You get a guidebook on the science of silver free, because there's so much misinformation in the media about silver. And silver works best when you get it into the right places. So for a limited time, they're giving you three silver applicators free. A silver bottle, a dropper bottle, and a fine mist nasal sprayer. All three free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle as well as the guidebook about silver free. Exclusively for my listeners, go to patentedsilver.com, patentedsilver.com, or call toll-free 844-5-SILVER, 844-5-SILVER. We got J.D. on line two. J.D., welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. What's up, buddy?
I had an interesting call today, Wayne. I spoke to a friend of mine who worked for the Secretary of State's campaign, and I called her and asked her what she was going to do, if she was going to sue on this AB4 that Sisolak signed on Sunday in the middle of the night on Friday that they passed it. She didn't know, but she was going to ask the Secretary, and she would get back to me. Little did I believe, half hour later, I got a call from the Secretary of State and had a 14-minute conversation with her. She informed me that this bill was written by the DNC and Tom Perez with $1,000 an hour lawyers. She told me that she was excluded from the bill. The Democrat governor and the Democrat people that sponsored this bill would not give her a copy of this bill. She is now trying to get a hold of some Trump people to get some assistance. I mentioned we had a nice conversation, which a lot of things I cannot say on the air. And I did mention your name if she needed help, and she would be willing in a day or two possibly to talk to you about that on the air.
All right, good. That's fantastic. I'd love to hear what she has to say, but I don't need to hear what she has to say because I know it's a horrible bill, and what they did was immoral. What they did was a crime. What they did was theft. And basically what they did is they made Nevada the talk of the nation. In the middle of the night, they gave in harvest balloting, which is the biggest theft of votes in the history of America. California did it 2 years ago. And they did mail-in ballots. Every person in the state's going to get a mail-in ballot, which allows for massive voter fraud. I mean, it's awful. It's the great theft of all time. But I don't know if we should be that worried about it, J.D., because I never thought Nevada was going Republican anyway. I see the state of disrepair of the Nevada Republican Party, and I see that the illegals are all voting, and I see they're automatically registered at DMV if they have a driver's license, which means every illegal in the state is voting. Registered to vote, they vote. So I knew we were going to have a hard time winning the state anyway. Now Democrats will just sweep to victory in the state. It won't matter because they'll be in Republican Trump-occupied America. Trump wins big without Nevada on Election Day. Let's just hope he sues. Hope he gives her all the resources that our Secretary of State, Barbara Sivaski, needs to sue Governor Sisolak and the Democrat legislature. Great highway theft robbery overnight this weekend. Thank you, J.D.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump says the United States is doing an amazing job responding to the coronavirus outbreak. Speaking with reporters at the White House, the president also touts the effectiveness of hydroxychloroquine and says the people that are against it are only against it for political reasons.
But politically, it's toxic because I supported it. If I would have said, do not use hydroxychloroquine under any circumstances, they would have come out and they would have said it's a great thing. Many doctors have come out strongly in favor of it. They want it very badly. It's a great malaria drug.
House Democrats say they're making progress with White House officials on a deal to pass a new round of coronavirus aid after meeting more than 2 hours on Monday. Republicans, though, are saying Democrats are putting politics ahead of the deal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I treat a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a caller who's a friend of mine, a friend of the show. His name's Bob, and he just had a tragedy in his own life. He lost his daughter, and he wants to explain the experience that happened with when his daughter passed at a hospital in Las Vegas. What happened? He thinks they were trying to get away with a little bit of a scam and classifying it as COVID, is his opinion. And he called him on it. So let's talk to Bob for a minute. Bob, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you, man?
Well, I'm dealing with it. That's all you can do is deal with it.
We're very sorry for your loss. Very, very sorry for your loss.
Thank you, Wayne. I really appreciate it, buddy.
So tell everybody the story, though, what happened with your daughter.
Tell you the whole story. Sunday, I called first responders. She's having a hard time breathing. The first responder took 30 minutes to get there. And I said, what the hell took you so long? He says, they took $25 million of their budget and they took and gave it to an organization that's building homes for the homeless. And I said, well, that ain't never going to happen. So I don't know what the hell you're talking about. And I said, what about the $10,000 jet they just bought? $10 million. That was a $25 million they took from the responders. He said, it's going to be a lot slower. They're cutting a lot of every station is cutting people coming in. So that's bad going in. It gets worse. And then he says they spent $10 million on an airplane that they really didn't need because they didn't want to pay your $2 million maintenance every year. And then finally he says, well, you know what, you're better off not to take her today. I'm thinking, who's this guy? He's not even the doctor. So he says, you're better off not to take her today. And I said, well, so we waited till Monday. My wife put her in the car, took her down there herself Monday. So we pull in there. She pulls in there. She sat in a wheelchair for 10 hours. She couldn't. They had no place for her. But yet they took her, and I'll guarantee you they'll collect the money for that day. Then they said, and the procedure is everybody goes in. They put in the computer possible coronavirus. Possible.
Okay. Okay.
And everybody has to have a test. So, meantime, my daughter passes away at Tuesday morning at 1:30 in the morning. And Wednesday morning, we made arrangements for her, to be cremated. So the bad news is I asked him, I says, you wouldn't let her touch my wife, touch her in the hospital. My wife wants to touch and kiss my daughter goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
She's been taking care of her for a long time.
So sad.
And he said, well, you just can't do that. And I said, well, then, do you have the test? And I'm talking to the doctor. He says, well, let me check and see. We know we flagged her for it. So he calls me back an hour later. He says, well, we don't have the test. And I said, well, then you have to send the funeral home that information saying you don't have the test. And and we need to say that you didn't take the test because you said you just told me that you lost the test. I don't believe they lost the test. Here's what happened. Somebody actually challenged them for a change. These people, they make anywhere between $36,000 and $39,000 for every person that passes. If you have respiratory problem, if you have the flu, you have the pneumonia, they put you underneath that, and they tag you when you come in. And I says, I need...
Well, hold on, Bob. Let's make sure everybody understands what you're saying, because you're going really fast. When you say they tag you, they're tagging you with COVID. They make $39,000 per COVID death. So it's to their advantage to classify every death as COVID. Now, your daughter had a problem for 5 years, a health issue for 5 years. Without getting into it, she had respiratory problems, and next thing you know, she dies just a couple of days ago. We're very sorry for your loss. But because she had respiratory problems, I'm sure they were trying to get away with a COVID diagnosis. And when you challenged them to prove it to me, they said we lost the test, correct? Lost the test.
They lost the test. And then I had to fight with them to get it, saying that they didn't give her the test. And here's what happens. It takes 3 to 6 weeks for you to get the results back. If you bury a person or you cremate them, 3 to 6 weeks later, you have no way to challenge it and say, no, they didn't have it. They hold off until after that, and then they send in to get the money. So all these tests are false. And then my buddy runs a hospital. He says 80% of them are false. runs a hospital in Detroit. And then in Florida, I'm watching the other day the news from Florida. If 30,000 people, they missed the test wrong. They
misdiagnosed,
right.
Yeah.
Well,
misdiagnosed.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you the Florida story. Hey, Bob, I can tell you the Florida story. Every lab in Florida almost was reporting 100% positive diagnosis from every person they tested. COVID, yes. COVID. Yes. Every person, yes. COVID. Impossible.
They closed 33 of them for doing that falsely. And then one of my friends, him and his wife and his two kids, set an appointment last month to go to get the test. They're driving over there. The line is 3 blocks long. He says, screw it, I'm not going to do it. And then a week later, 7 days later, they get a letter saying all four of them had the COVID.
Yeah,
it's
been going on all over the country. That story's been going on all over the country. If you wait in line, you give them your name, they register you're taking the test, then you don't take the test, suddenly you get a letter saying you got COVID. So, I mean, it's obvious. They want everybody to be positive with COVID and every death to be because of COVID. You know, we're a nation that is very sick. A lot of people have diseases. A lot of people have underlying conditions. They die every day. When they didn't die of COVID, you don't get the 39,000. When they die of COVID, you get the 39,000. It's that simple. The hospitals want the money.
Something else. I talked to one of the people that give the test. He says, we get a bonus if we test they got it. If we say they have it. Then it's up to the lab to figure it out.
Wow.
The governor here, I don't know where he's got his head. The guy's worth $25 to $30 million. You think he really cares about the people? Not one bit. 67% of these people that have these small businesses are Democrats. You think they're going to put him back in? I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, I hope not. But, Bob, you're jumping to a conclusion that the elections are fairly run in the United States. They're not fairly run.
Oh, yeah.
Democrats stuffed the ballot box. Illegal aliens outvote small business people. So you can't say that because this guy's incompetent, it means anything. Governor Newsom is incompetent. Governor Newsom has destroyed the economy. He'll be reelected in a second. Christine Whitman destroyed the economy in Michigan. She'll be reelected. The guy in New Jersey destroyed the economy. He'll be reelected. Cuomo killed 10,000 old people in nursing homes. He'd be reelected in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat.
And I'll bet you out of 10,000, if they tested them, 8,000 of them didn't have it, but they're going to say they had it anyway.
Well, in the nursing homes, it was because he took the people who had COVID, Bob, and he put them back in the nursing homes. Mm-hmm. So those people really did get COVID. I don't think there's any question that people have been dying very quickly in nursing homes all around the country of COVID. All right, listen, Bob, we got to run. I'm very, very sorry for your loss, and I really appreciate you calling in and letting us know the story. I have no doubt they were trying to, try to classify your daughter's death as COVID. You called them on it, and suddenly they lost the test. You called them on it. You called them on their fraud. Thank you for all you've done, Bob. Appreciate it. All right. Let me get back to, on the topic of fraud, this guy, Neil Kashkari. He's the Minneapolis Fed president. I mean, if there's something I do 3 hours a day on this national radio show and 5 hours a day on all my radio, including my local show, Wayne Allyn Root Early Edition, live and local here in Vegas from 10 to 12, if there's one pattern to what I do, it's showing you all the scams that are, that are literally causing the numbers to look higher than they are. And the media tries to make the situation look worse than it is. Everybody's not dying. Everybody doesn't have COVID. Everybody who has COVID, 99% will recover just fine. Most of them don't even know they have symptoms. This is not the biggest national tragedy ever. This is not the biggest national crisis ever. But closing the economy is the worst national crisis ever, is the stupidest thing ever done, is the worst experiment of all time. And this guy is one of the most important people in the United States Federal Reserve. He's the former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury under Bush and Obama, and he's a former Goldman Sachs executive. Right off the bat, you know he's bad. All these Goldman people are evil. And this guy, Neil Kashkari, big shot in the Fed, says the only way to save American lives from COVID is to fully lock down the entire nation and all of its inhabitants. That's the only way we're going to have a really robust economic recovery. You understand these are rich guys with hundreds of millions of dollars in the bank, and they want you to lose your job. If you lose your job for 6 weeks, you're never getting it back. It's never coming back. Ask the people of Las Vegas. ask all these casino employees, half of whom are never going to get their jobs back, and the half who they did call back are being laid off right now because there's no business, because you've scared everyone to death. And once they lose their jobs and layoffs, they're never going to work again. Do you understand? You can't close an economy. Now, I'm a small businessman and a son of a butcher. And I said from day one, you can't close an economy. Do you know what it's going to do to America? There will be no tax revenue for the government. There's no money for welfare. There's no money for wars. There's no money for national defense. There's no money for pensions. There's no money for the military. There's no money for cops and firemen. You can't do this. We close the economy for 6 lousy weeks. And the whole country, 50 million people lost their jobs. Gross domestic product down 32% in a month. The worst in history. It's an economic disaster, catastrophe, Armageddon of epic proportions because you closed the economy for 6 weeks. There never was a curve to flatten. There never was a hospital that was filled to the brim outside of New York. And now this idiot, who's one of the most important people in the Fed, thinks you should do it again and destroy all our lives. The final hit to the middle class, gone forever. You'll destroy us all. You'll wipe out every small businessman and every job, middle class, decent income job in this country. That's the insanity of these people. They're suicide bombers. Neil Kashkari is a, might as well be a suicide bomber against the United States. See you in a sec. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. Optavita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, Optavita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now Optavita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you 3 silver applicators. A spray bottle, free. A dropper bottle, free. A fine mist nasal sprayer, free. All 3 free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember the special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com or call toll-free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. The Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Democrats are pure crazy. Here's more proof. New Jersey Democrats okay valuable work licenses for illegal aliens. New Jersey's Democrat-run legislature is allowing illegal migrants to take tens of thousands of licensed and professional jobs from Americans. Here's the governor's name. I couldn't remember the governor's name. Phil Murphy. The state's Democrat governor, Phil Murphy, is expected to sign a bill passed in July by both the House and Senate in New Jersey that allows illegal aliens to get occupational and professional licenses. Can you imagine? Governor Murphy believes immigrants are a critical part of the fabric of life in New Jersey, and they should not face unnecessary barriers. Hey, Phil, I agree with you. Immigrants are a critical part of America. Legal immigrants. You can't say that a criminal is a critical part of the fabric of life in any American state. Because if you come here illegally, you're a criminal. What part of that do you not understand? You know, I said the other day in a tweet, I said, I love President Trump, but here's some things he did wrong. And he's done a lot of things wrong. He's just done a lot more right. I'm on his side. I'm on his team. I'm with him 99% of the time. But he should have literally cut off all funding to sanctuary cities. You need to show them who the boss is, A, and B, that you can't pick and choose what laws you believe in and you're willing to adhere to and what laws you don't. Because if Wayne Root just happens to not like a law, oh, no big deal. I just won't pay my taxes. Screw you. I just, you know, I'll go 110 on the highway. Screw you. You can't just pick and choose what laws you don't believe in. You have to fight to change it. But you can't just say that law doesn't count. I'm a liberal Democrat. I love illegals. They vote Democrat. We're going to let them vote. We're going to give them jobs. We're going to let them serve as lawyers. They could argue the law in front of judges and juries as illegals in California. They could serve as government officials in California. And now in New Jersey, they can have any job that you and I can have. I can't even believe this stuff. It's hard to believe. You know, that's what they all told us. That, you know, every one of these liberals said, we're never going to give free health insurance to illegals. Come on. And then they gave it to them. Or they're in the process of giving it to them in many states. And they're in the process, if Biden's elected, of offering it to every person that enters America, free health insurance if you're poor. And, of course, every person that enters is poor. Think about some other things they said would never happen. Nobody would believe, no one, that Biden is not going to debate Trump. Never in history has there been a presidential race where they didn't debate each other. Biden's not going to debate Trump. I guarantee you. New York Times put out an op-ed yesterday. Let's scrap the presidential debates. Former Clinton press secretary, Joe Lockhart, I've debated him on TV before, urges Biden, whatever you do, don't debate Trump. It's a fool's errand. Trump will not follow the rules. That's what it's about. It's that Trump won't follow the rules. It's not that Joe Biden is brain dead like a zombie ate his brains. Joe Biden has dementia. Joe Biden can't put two sentences together. Sometimes he can't put two words together. Sometimes he doesn't know what day it is. Sometimes he doesn't know what he's running for. Sometimes he doesn't know the difference between his wife and his sister. Sometimes he doesn't even know who he is. He opened a speech with, "Hi, I'm Jill Biden." Sometimes he just yells intercourse in the middle of a conversation. Intercourse? That's Joe Biden. The man is one screw short. His door is falling off because the screws aren't in. He can't be in a debate. We all know that. But they put him up. They wanted someone to run against Trump who looked white. Middle class resonates with middle class white people from places like Pennsylvania and Michigan. And Ohio and Iowa. Now, he's very pliable like Play-Doh. He doesn't know where he is anymore. So they can take that middle class persona and run it for office as a brand. But behind that facade, that one inch thick facade, is nothing but AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, craziness. It's the most liberal platform in the history of the United States of America. It is a communist, socialist, Marxist platform that Joe Biden's running under. His number one goal is to open the borders. Number two, destroy the suburbs. This is what is running on the Democratic nomination for president. Scary stuff. Vote for Trump on November 3rd, like your life depends on it and your kids' life depends on it, because they do. By the way, I didn't mention the last sponsor of the show, and I want to mention it because I'm very anti-mask, and I always make that clear. And yet, I wear a mask. Because when it's the law, I don't make up what I'm allowed to follow and what I'm not. If they say you have to wear a mask, I do. And they've got the best face coverings in the market, and they're only 30 cents a day, very affordable. Highly protected, each layer enhanced with nano silver technology. They've got them for adults and children in every size, in stock. They're a friend of the show. You have no choice. You got to wear it to get into stores. So you better wear your face mask or your face covering, and you better get it from Boomer Naturals. Go to the website, BoomerNaturals.com. BoomerNaturals.com. Use the promo code WARRADIO20 and save 20% on every order. BoomerNaturals.com. WARRADIO20 and save 20%. The host who can't stand masks is giving you a chance to get the best masks ever made at 20% off. I'm saving you. Doing my best for my crowd. Wayne Allyn-Root, the warrior. Have yourself a great night, and all the cops out there, God bless you for all you do. I appreciate your sacrifices. We pray for you every night. Be safe. See you tomorrow.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.